Blog Talk Radio.
What do you mean? I'm intrigued. I love that you are intrigued and I have stimulated your thought process. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very thought and question. Do you have an attractive six-pack? Let's lean right on into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love Mondays. You know, Mondays really brings me great joy because it gives me the opportunity to come and share some thoughts with you on the airwaves. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Lifestyle Personal and Professional Coach, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series. We have a great subtopic that I'm really excited to share with you about. Interestingly enough, each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful. And that's the feedback that our regular listeners, our global listening audience, has shared with us. You know, we encourage you, if you have missed any of our past installments, take advantage of our on-demand library, because why? Our on-demand library is filled with great richness on various subjects to equip and empower you in this process on your journey to win personally and professionally. So take a visit to our archives, our on-demand library at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. The number 4 and the letter U. Again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Wow. Allow me to set the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I'm so excited about this topic. You know, I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around the richness of today's subject, and then we will open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's subject. You know, your interaction always lends to a richer environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Don't be scared. And let me tell you, if you don't already have your pens and notepads, your tablets or your iPads, your laptops, desktops, your smartphone with your notes, you want to grab it so that you can take in the richness of what is shared and jot down those questions or comments that you may have so that when we open our lines up, you are ready to dive right on in with us. You know, before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Forgive me for getting a little tongue-tied there. Before we jump in, again, we're asking that allow your social media juices to begin to flow. You know, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're saying do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. You know, last week we were not live and on the airwaves because we were celebrating the Labor Day holiday. I had a fabulous time. My goddaughter and I, we went on a brunch cruise in Marina Del Rey. It was absolutely wonderful. The only complaint that we had was that it wasn't long enough. It was a two-hour cruise, and we were so hopeful. We were like, wow, we could do another hour on the water. It was such a beautiful day. Here in California, I say that because we missed you. I missed being on the airwaves with you, but I was having some wonderful mommy and goddaughter time, and it was so special. And so today, I am super, uber excited to share with you today's topic on Motivational Mondays that we are in our Shape Up series. And you know, I have a question for you, and I want us to process around this again. We had this question in the open, but I really want to know, how is your six-pack? How are your abs doing? Do you have a sculpted, well-defined, well-developed six-pack? I know. No, I'm not talking about six-pack the beer or a six-pack of soft drink. Nope, I'm not talking about your six-pack of abs. You know, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, where are you going with this? Well, you know, the reason why I reference a six-pack, the importance of a six-pack when it comes to our body is understanding that, you know, you have this beautifully well-developed abdomen area, the muscles, right? The abs. But this part of the area that you're focused in on is really having a strong core. It's a part of your strong core. It's not exclusively your core, but it's a part of your strong core. And so having a strong core is so important that it lends to greater strength and greater balance. And so this is why we're focusing in on, quote unquote, your six-pack, as I'm calling it, the area where we're going to discuss and looking at today on Motivational Mondays is all about working together with these areas to strengthen your core as an entrepreneur. So hello, my entrepreneurs. We are taking a look at an entrepreneur's six-pack. You know, so often in my coaching practice, different things come up that I'm speaking with my clients around, and we're talking about different areas of focus that they can zone in on that would really take their vision, their business to the next level. Because when we understand, simply put, what an entrepreneur is a person who sets up a business or businesses, and they are taking on the financial risk in the hopes of profit. So even if you're doing, as an example, an online business, on that business as a risk, if it's a franchise, if you are writing a book, if you're starting an actual business itself, all of these are entrepreneurial endeavors. And so with that, we want to take a look at some areas that an entrepreneur really needs when it comes to being on this journey of a visionary and birthing your vision. You know, Motivational Mondays, and the reason why I'm here on the airwaves every Monday is because I really desire to give you some thoughts and processes, some nuggets and jewels that would support you in working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately living out your dreams so that you can win personally and professionally. And so I have this entrepreneur six-pack that I want to share with you today. The first is passion. You know, it's so interesting because so often I'll have people to say, you know, I have this vision and I'm so, you know, I want to know how I can get this vision going. But they're lackluster in their sharing around their vision. They don't have passion. You know, as an executive consultant, a part of some of what I do is I'm often assisting with recruiting efforts and closing the gaps of a company. And oftentimes it's they are short-staffed and they need coaching and training for their team. And I'm supporting with the recruiting efforts, and I tell you, it drives me crazy. When I have individuals, they submit their resume, they know that someone is going to be calling them, and they pick up the phone, they are lackluster, they have no energy, it's just blah. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh. And because of who I am growing to be continuously, I understand and the significance of passion, that you have to have fire. And so often people don't have that. And when I'm coaching my clients often, I'll tell them, you may need to increase your fire for your vision, because this is one of the areas that is a part of our core as we're looking at an entrepreneur six-pack, figuratively speaking, of course. And so passion is something that you cannot get away from. If you are lacking passion, which equates to what is your heart around your vision, around your goals, around your dreams, what is your heart around it, and how are you expressing that? Because when you are passionate, you have this strong, compelling emotion for your vision, for your business, unlike anyone else. It really gets your heart singing. It fuels you. It stirs up so much on the inside of you that when you have this strong, compelling emotion, now you're going to be bolder on your journey. You're going to be more courageous on your journey and take risks because of your heart. And so I have to share with you an entrepreneur six-pack, as we're calling it today. One of the things that you cannot escape is you have to turn up the passion-o-meter for your vision, for your goals, and for your dreams. So this is one of the areas of our six-pack that you can build this muscle of your passion, increase it. I know you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, my personality is somewhat, you know, low-key and all of that, and that may be the case. But if you're not attracting what you desire, you may need to step back and reevaluate. Why? Because people are attracted to individuals that have passion and fire and sizzle. I know personally I'm attracted to people who are passionate and have fire. One of the things that challenges me the most is individuals that are lackluster. I have very little tolerance for someone who's lackluster. You'll lose me in a minute because I'm on fire. As it so turns out, my name, Shania, the Peruvian root, the way in which my name is spelled, has a Peruvian root, which means flame. And I represent that. I am fired up. And, it was interesting when I found out that my name, because of how it's spelled, I, of course, am not Peruvian, but the Peruvian root of how it's spelled, when I found out that my name means flame, I was like, wow, I embody that. That definitely represents who I am as a speaker, as a teacher, as a trainer, as a coach. And I'm grateful that I've had opportunities and I've been in environments. I've had mentors that have helped to cultivate and help to draw that out in me. You may need to partner in a relationship. Maybe it's a coaching relationship. Shameless plug. I'm letting you know. Or maybe it's just having a great mentor, the people around you that would support you in increasing your passion. Because if you don't have that fire for your vision, it is likely that your vision will not live. Sizzle starts with you. So an entrepreneur six-pack, number one, you got to have some passion. You have to be passionate. And that passion will convert into you having a greater boldness, more courage, being able to take risk and stretch out of your comfort zone. Why? Because it's your heart. It's like at the core of who you are. But the other thing that I have found in this entrepreneur six-pack is so important, and that works hand in hand and together in order for one to be stronger in their business, to be stronger at their core, because these things, in essence, work together to make you stronger and to give you the balance that you need. So you don't want to be just completely off the passion meter and then not have these other elements. All of them together are working one to the other. Now, you may say, well, Coach Adams, I have some other thoughts, and that may be the case, and that's fine. I'm just giving you six that you may want to reevaluate where you are on your journey as an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur, again, is an individual or a person who sets up a business or businesses taking on financial risk in the hope of profit. But that could be you writing that book. That could be you writing that screenplay. That could be you starting that invention. Whatever that is, those are all entrepreneurial endeavors. Maybe you're starting the online business. So I don't want us to get caught up and say, well, I don't have a business to start, so therefore I'm not an entrepreneur. All of the areas that I mentioned, these are entrepreneurial endeavors. that you're taking a risk on. You're taking the financial risk with the hope that you will gain a profit, with the hope that you will make a return from your investment in these endeavors, whatever they may be. If it's doing the movie, producing it, directing it, writing it, all of that, all of these various areas are entrepreneurial endeavors. And I must say, entrepreneurship is so exciting. It really is. It's so exciting. It's invigorating. It's rewarding. But yet, in the midst of uncertainty, because we've established that you are taking the risk. And so there's this hope that I will have the profit. Sometimes the profit doesn't come as soon as we would like. So with anything, there's a cost and there's a payout. So when you are an entrepreneur, yes, you're taking great risk, but on the other side of that great risk is the hope of a great reward. And in that, it's exciting. And so passion in our entrepreneur's six-pack. Then we have creativity. Now, when it comes to creativity, you are the visionary of your vision, of your goals, of your dreams. You are the visionary. You have that brain power that's needed. You have to come up with the innovative and the creative ideas, whatever that may be. Maybe it is this brilliant book that's on the inside of you that has yet to be written. Maybe it's an invention that you have yet to bring forth because you've been allowing fear to prevent you from moving in it. Maybe it's a new business. Maybe you want to get into real estate. I don't know what it is for you, but what I do know is that you're the creative brain power. You are the visionary, and this is one of your six packs as an entrepreneur. This is number two, and so whatever that witty idea is that you have come up with, have you ever been kind of, you know, walking along the beach and you're just kind of having some time, one with God and nature, and, you know, you're walking on the beach and then suddenly you get this great idea. Oh, my gosh, this is brilliant. Well, because of who I am as a spiritual being, I am one that truly believes that God gives us all creativity. Now, I don't know where you are in your belief system, and I know I'm on a global platform. I'm just sharing with you what I believe, and you may feel differently, that when we get those little oops on our journey, that that's God dropping that witty idea onto us because he feels confident that we are the visionary to see it through, that we have what we need to move forward on it. And so whenever you get those moments, maybe you're driving in the car and suddenly you get this brilliant idea for this invention. I remember my American inventor, loved her, Dr. Veronica Lowry. She shared with me her story, and she has been on the show previously. She's an American inventor, and she created a device called Happy Hands. And she said she was literally, she lives up north in Northern California. She was on the road, driving on the bridge. She was babysitting at the time. And the baby was in the, and literally while she was driving, she's in the front seat, the baby's in the back seat, and the baby dropped the bottle and started crying while she was on the road. And literally in that moment, she got this amazing idea for her invention that has been on the market now years, multi-million dollar idea that God gave her in that moment on the road, and it's on the market today. And so wherever you are, when you get those witty ideas, you are the visionary of that creativity, that brain power to see that process through. So no matter what it is, it could be a new business idea. It may be the book. It may be the great story that becomes the next box office hit at the movie. Again, I don't know. But as an entrepreneur, you are the brain power for those ideas. And this is a part. Back, we said passion, creativity. The other is you must be self-motivated. Oh, you cannot rely on others to motivate you. Now, granted, we're on Motivational Monday. We're on Motivational Mondays. You're getting motivation from your resident empowerment coach. At the same time, you must be self-motivated when it comes to converting on that witty idea, on that vision, that brain power creativity that you've received. You can get motivation and be inspired by others. Motivation gets us going. That's the thing. It gets us going. But motivation alone is not going to support you in achieving your dreams. Remember I said that our six-pack, what we're talking about, our six-pack, it's all about having a strong core. So we're talking about those things that we need as entrepreneurs that are important and lend to us having the strength and the balance that we need for building and achieving our desired results, that we would win. Work it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dream. But if you're waiting for someone every day to pull you along, you want someone to call you and say, hey, get up. It's time to follow your dream. Hey, come on, get up. It's time to work your vision. Come on, get up. Don't you want to achieve your goal? You have to be self-motivated. You have to have that internal motivation come if you are fulfilling your assignment, the call that is on your life. Because when you fuel that fire on the inside of you, woo, that fire begins to burn. It's contagious. You can't help it. You have to do it in some way, form, or another. And if you have not tapped into that pearl of great price, that against all odds, against everything, you are willing to pursue it. We can look on the market of all of these different individuals that were passionate about their vision, their product, their services, their ideas. Many of us have some type of iPhone product, Apple product, iPad. We have the, I remember the iPod. Ooh, I remember when they came, when Steven Jobs came out with the iPod. It was so groundbreaking. And it was groundbreaking because at that time, there had been nothing like it on the market. Yes, we had our little CD players, and you could put a CD and a little Walkman, and you had your headphones, and you can take that on the go, but you could only play one CD at a time. Again, this taps into that creativity that we were talking about, the brain power, the innovation and the creativity, the ideas, right? And so when he came out with the iPod, it was groundbreaking because in this little box that you can hold in your hand, you could have hundreds of songs and tap that in with your headphones and you could just go to town. No more CDs required. It was groundbreaking. But let me tell you, Stephen Jobs was self-motivated for the ideas that he had on the inside of him to create that, and he was passionate about it. I can go on and on. I often reference Colonel Sanders, and I only reference him because I love the fact that he founded KFC later in life. When some would say, oh, I'm retiring, life is over, I'm on the hammock, and I'm just calling it a day. But yet, at age 70, he was the creator and owner of a multi-billion dollar brand known as Kentucky Fried Chicken that he had started in his late 60s. Self-motivated. So this six-pack, our entrepreneur six-pack, passion, creative, creativity, self-motivated. But this motivation, okay, as I stated, motivation, woohoo, it gets us going. But let me tell you what's the converter. Discipline. Ugh. Now, I know, and I fall short in certain areas sometimes myself on the discipline. Certain areas, I got it down. Other areas, I'm growing in it. I'm still in process myself. You know, I'm a firm believer as long as we have that dash between our date of birth and the date of our transition, we are still in process. So know that we're all in process on the journey at different levels. But this discipline, the willingness to sacrifice, the willingness to do what we need to do in our daily practices regularly, that routine, it's so boring. Like if you're trying to lose weight, I remember hearing someone recently, they were talking about a meal plan because this is an area that Coach Adams is always battling and fighting in because I am a foodie and I love the richness and the variations of flavors and all of that. But I was speaking with someone, and they were saying, yeah, I was starting this diet, and, you know, I had my, you know, bland chicken and vegetables and salad, and it was like, wah. But the discipline of that, the payoff on the other side, great. But you have to be willing to do, and I'm not saying in order for you to lose weight that that's the only meal that you have to have, but that's a part of it. The bland, you know, protein with the veggies, and then, you know, it can get a little boring. But that's where discipline comes in. The willingness to sacrifice what you may desire, delaying that gratification of our flesh, the willingness to be disciplined and do those daily routines that may appear boring. But in essence, we talked about the butterfly effect some time ago, that each of those little things can affect us in the big scheme of things and the picture. Because of that one thing, if you get it together in that one area that you may be weakest in, you're now stronger and better because of taking the time to be disciplined, having the intentionality, doing those routines that you need to do daily to get the results that you desire. When you lose weight, as an example, now you are able, you have a greater capacity to do more. You're not susceptible to as many ailments and all of that because of correcting that one area. You know, my mentors often state that we are only as strong as our weakest link. Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boston Movement and Vertical Leap and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters program. So we're only as strong as our weakest link. I love that. We have the opportunity to get stronger. If we can work on those areas or that area that we are weakest in, we can improve our overall performance. That's where the daily routines come in. You know, one of my mastermind groups that I do is called Today Matters, and it's 12 daily practices to do regularly to command your day, in essence. Because what we have on our agenda today will determine our outcome tomorrow. So what do you have on your agenda? And Today Matters is by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. And for those of you that may be listening in for the first time, I am a certified Maxwell Leadership Team member, and I do masterminds. And if you want to learn more around my private masterminds, maybe on this subject or other subjects that I offer, you can text or call 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. So our entrepreneurs, come on now, six pack. Let's get the apps together. Let's go ahead and develop these well-sculpted apps as an entrepreneur. Number one, passion. Number two, creativity. Number three, self-motivated. Number four, discipline. Number five, adaptability. You know, this is a thing about an entrepreneur, a visionary. An entrepreneur is adaptable. You know, when I think about adaptable, I often think about in reference, growing up, there was a character called Gumby. I don't know if you're familiar with Gumby. I'm sure I'm dating myself, but Gumby was this little green character that you could pull on Gumby, you could stretch him in different directions, and the wonderful thing about Gumby is that he could be pulled and stretched, but he would not break. And so when it comes to being adaptable, you know, I think about an athlete, that athlete on the basketball court getting ready to make that point-winning shot, but yet they're being blocked, and in the moment, the goal is the same, to make the basket, but yet they have to make a decision, adaptability, and so they pivot slightly, but the goal is still the same. So an entrepreneur knows at the right time when to pivot, when to shift. They are adaptable. They're not stuck into, okay, this is how it is, and this is how it has to be, this is how it is, and this is how it has to be. No, they're adaptable, they're flexible. And so if you're just simply being rigid in your own mindset and stuck in that frame of mind, you're going to miss opportunity, because an entrepreneur, a part of their superpower is that they are adaptable. They have that cutting edge. They're truly thought leaders. They're able to see before the trends before they actually happen. And so they can adjust where they need to adjust. Remember that just because I pivot doesn't mean that my goal is not the same. Just as I spoke about the basketball player on the court making that winning shot. Making the shot was always the goal. That was always the plan. But yet at times, one may have to pivot. One may have to shift in that moment their strategy. Be adaptable and flexible. Come on, Gumby, in that moment to ultimately still win. They're still working it now. They're still working their vision, so that they can achieve their goals and live out their dreams. And the dream is, come on now, let's win the championship. Don't you want to win the championship in your life? Well, hello, my entrepreneurs. Come on now, let's work on our six-pack. Let's get these apps together. Woo! I think about one of my spiritual brothers. He'll say, whenever I listen to Motivational Mondays, I'm getting my spiritual muscles in place. Today, we really are focusing in on getting our entrepreneurial six-pack tight and together. Now, are there other things that we can do? Absolutely. Just like when you're working out in the gym, you don't just focus exclusively on your core, but you focus on your core because that makes you stronger. That's the center point. So But then you also work on your legs, you work on your arms, you work on your back, you work on everything. And so these areas here are just to get you going. It's a foundational aspect of if you have these areas that we're talking about in place, woo, you are going to be, as one would say, she's a bad man, Majemma. Come on now. So passion, creativity, self-motivated, discipline, adaptable. And our last in our six-pack is you must possess. But in, you must have that self-assurance in you and your ability to fulfill your vision, your goals, and your dreams. And you must have the self-assurance in your vision. As an example, I shared with you about our American inventor that is a friend of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, Dr. Veronica Lowry, and her product that she has created. When she got that vision on the highway in San Francisco up north, she had to be assured that, one, I can do this because it was given to me, and two, that I really trust my vision that was given to me. And so this confidence is so important because so often you're not feeling assured about your vision. And then when it comes to people buying into your vision, they're looking at you. You're lackluster. Remember, you're lacking the passion because you're not sure. So all of these areas are equally as important. You know, I want to come to the phone lines for a moment because I would love to hear your thoughts. Maybe there's something that you would say, woo, Coach Adams, you should have had this one as a part of your six-pack. Well, I would love to hear from you. We're opening up our phone lines, and this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. All are welcome. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. What are we talking about today on Motivational Mondays? We're talking about an entrepreneur's six-pack. I hope you've gotten some great richness from what we've discussed. I tell you, when I sit down and I'm processing around each installment of Motivational Mondays and the wisdom that I'm gleaning on my journey, what I'm learning, what I'm living out, you know, this insight into self-empowerment that we desire to give you with each installment, empowerment that I'm sharing with my coaching clients in my coaching practice and my masterminds and team building and all of that. As an executive consultant, you know, my desire is truly this. And if it's just impacting the lives of one person, I know I'm doing a great job. Because if I can get one person to move on their vision, my assignment, my call is being fulfilled because of who I am as a lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, who I am as a master motivator, all of those areas are being fulfilled. I am truly passionate about seeing others live out their dreams. I really am. And because of that, I am committed to assisting individuals on their journey. with the resources that I have for personal and professional growth. You know, I often will share, and this is not a braggadocious share, but that I pay to be on the airwaves. And I pay to be on the airwaves because I'm that passionate about my call and who I am. I sow this time because I want for you to be able to achieve more on your journey genuinely and sincerely. That is my desire for you. And I trust that you are doing that. You're getting some richness. You're getting some thoughts and nuggets that you are feeling a little bit more equipped on your journey. And if you would like more, know that I have a full circle of empowerment that's available for you. I've mentioned a number of the different areas. You have one-on-one coaching, group coaching, my private mastermind, my team building, executive consulting, speaking and training, and of course, every Monday, if you don't already have a timer set for Motivational Mondays, then you need to set that timer so every Monday you can jumpstart your week with a rich empowerment that we have to share and the tools that will support you in getting some little nuggets so that you can move to the next level. And so I would love to go to our lines. I do see that we have a caller. Caller, area code 310, last four digits, 8171. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment today? And thank you for engaging with us.
Yep, there you go again, Coach Adams. Yep. Got my spiritual abs working. I appreciate it. it hurts. It hurts. Oh, my God. All right, well. You know, Coach Adam, it's such a wonderful show. When you start talking about these six-packs and how we have to use it in our business, you know, and it made me think of willing to fight for it. And it made me think about when I was playing sports, how I had my abs and I was able to, you know, work out in them. But it took a lot of work, you know. And, you know, I know my wife, she enjoyed my abs. And now I still got a six-pack, but it's a six-pack of soft drinks. And that came from me just getting off of my fight of working out and playing sports. Well, it's the same thing with business. And that's just what I heard when you were speaking, that, you know, I could have a place where I can fight at one point and get that six-pack in the business, but then I can trail off in the other things and lose my six-pack. And what that means is losing the fight. So I just really appreciate what you said tonight. I don't appreciate the pain in my spiritual ab workout, but you got me back on it. Thank you so very much. You truly are a coach. I know my sports coaches would say, keep going, one more, and one more turned into 12 or 20 more. And I hear my coach right now, Coach Adams, saying, keep going, push, let's get the Mavs back. So thank you for the great pain, Coach Adams. Appreciate that, the spiritual lab.
I appreciate you, caller. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, out of the six packs, what stood out the most for you? What area did you identify to say, ooh, to work on that area so I can become stronger, strengthen myself in this area, you know, these six packs that we're talking about? And I love that you're working it out. We all are working it out. And thank you for sharing and being so vulnerable. But what area stood out the most?
The area that stood out, that's a good one. That is a good one. I'm going to have to use one of your words and have to taste that for a moment. If I could have a moment to taste that one to see which one stood out the most for me.
You definitely can. And while you are processing and taste, I just want to remind our global listening audience what the six-pack was. As we're talking about an entrepreneur's six-pack, we said passion. Our passion, of course, represents our fire, our heart, our ability to be bold and take risks. the creativity. That's the visionary side of us. That's the brain power, the innovation and the creativity. Our self-motivation, are we self-motivated? But understanding that motivation gets us going, but it is the conversion of discipline that now takes it to the next level. In addition, we said adaptable. We can't be so stuck in our one-minded focus and not willing to shift our strategy when we need to. The vision and the goal is the same, but being adaptable and that ability to pivot when I need to so that I can make that shift is I have some obstacles that are coming against me and I need to pivot. And then we said the other is confidence. Not only should I have the self-assurance in myself, but I also have to have the assurance in the vision that I have, recognizing that I can do this if I do what is needful to put in the work, to work the vision, achieve my goals, and live out my dreams. So with that caller, again, just curious, which one stood out for you in our Entrepreneur Six-Pack?
I'm still having a hard time, but you know what? Because it's more than just one for me. I know you asked for one, so I can tell you, because you talked about self-motivation. I go between that and pivoting. So you know what? I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to say pivoting. And the reason why I say pivoting is because in the business that I'm in, with this new technology coming out, AI and quantum computing and all of that, and I learned that from my mentor about quantum computing, Al Hollingsworth and Hattie Hollingsworth. When they talk about that, that affects my business. And if I don't pivot, whoo, I can be in a world of trouble. So that pivot also means with those spiritual labs, I'm going to have to do my homework and my due diligence and making sure that I'm up on game, as they say, so I'm not left behind. But it's also staying motivating. Coach Adams, you gave me so much. I'm going to stay with pivot.
But you know what? I love that you've identified that there are a couple of areas that stood out for you, and I thank you so much for sharing, for being a regular listener of Motivational Mondays today. I'm just truly honored to know that you've gotten a great richness from what was shared, and I am without question, humbled to be considered one of your coaches on your journey. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. Wow. You know, our caller gave us some great thoughts to process around. You know, we do still have a few moments left in today's broadcast. Maybe you have a thought as well. Remember that you can press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are still sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. And the dial-in number is 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. And caller, I'm going to ask that you press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue as well. So as we continue in today's broadcast of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, Coach Adams, and looking at our Entrepreneur Six-Pack. I trust that you have gotten some great richness from what was shared today. And again, I just want you to know that I would love to walk alongside with you as your personal and professional life coach on your journey. If you would like to learn more about my full circle of empowerment, again, you may dial 310-289-2101. Simply text your name and full circle, or if there's a specific area that was mentioned that you would like to learn more about, maybe one-on-one coaching, group coaching, my private mastermind, team building, executive consulting, whatever that may look like for you. As we wrap up today's installment, well, I must say for me it has been rich because I too am challenging myself to make sure that I do what's needful to strengthen my core, to improve in those areas that I need to improve in so that I can be stronger and better, a greater, higher version of myself. I am a lifetime learner, and I'm always looking at ways that I can grow and develop. And today, I too was challenged in this six-pack as I was processing. Check your passion-o-meter, Coach Adams. Are you being creative on your journey, innovative? What's your brain power as a visionary? Because I am a visionary as an entrepreneur. Self-motivated. You know, one of the things that I love, I was speaking to a very dear friend of mine. She said, you know, you always have the ability to motivate others. So this is an area that I definitely have that motivation, but the creativity sometimes, I get stuck because I'm very linear at times in my thought process. And so I have to really allow myself to go there and to be more creative and innovative. And as mentioned, with technology changing, evolving, and growing, we cannot be afraid to be adaptable. But before we get there, we have to be disciplined. So think about those areas on your journey where you need to be more disciplined so that you can get greater results. And as we stated, adaptability. Where do you need to pivot? When life is happening, when circumstances are coming up, when you're dealing with adversity, how can you pivot and shift to still accomplish your goal but not be knocked out? You know, we fall down. Life is about pitfalls. Pitfalls happen. But a pitfall is not to go off and, you know, I did this video recently, and I can really relate to this because I've had this happen on my own journey. You know, have you ever fallen in public? Oh, yeah, right? It's so embarrassing. And the natural instinct is that we want to lean into the fall. Why? Because, oh, my gosh, the people are seeing me fall. It could be figuratively that you have fallen, had a failed relationship, and people know about it. It could be you made a bad decision that went awry. It could be life in general. This figuratively speaking, this falling. But when we fall, we're not supposed to fall and stay down. Assess in that moment, what is the damage? And have the courage to get back up. So it's not an issue of I've fallen and I can't get up, right? You've heard the commercial. It's I've fallen and I'm embarrassed to get up. I've fallen and I'm too ashamed to get up. You know, I'm getting into my comfort zone because it's easier to stay down here. No, pivoting is not this falling and getting down and not being able. No, it's just simply making a shift in your strategy. Have the confidence, the assurance in your vision, in yourself first, and in your vision. Because know that if you were not able, as a visionary to follow through on whatever it is, that witty idea, that thought that you have, that business, that book, that invention, that screenplay, that movie, whatever it is, if you were not able, you would not have gotten that idea. Woo! It is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. You know, as we close out today, I want to remind you that maybe you didn't ask a question or make a comment today, but we do have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group. All are welcome. If you're not already a part of it to continue the conversation, know that you are welcome, and we would love to hear from you. It's a great opportunity to share any show thoughts and ideas, recommendations for guests that you would love to see on the broadcast. If you are not familiar with Coach Adams, this may be your first time tuning in. Visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. Again, I thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with yours truly, your resident empowerment coach, Coach Adams. And I want you to know that I want to support you on your journey, and I am here for you. For why? Truly, I coach and you win. I leave you with this, and again, thank you for tuning in.